Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Connor, are you all saddled up to that microphone there? You ready to roll?
We are, yeah.
We're ready to roll there.
Ready to rock, yeah.
And Dave, let's just talk a little bit about the Indy 500, but also a show on the CW, which is coming up here, 100 days to Indy, right?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Tomorrow night is the premiere, Friday night. So on the CW, honestly, it's a great show. We're in a wild era of like sports documentaries. I think we've seen so much on Netflix. We've seen really, I would say, sport in general get followed at a higher level because of these kind of behind the scenes shows and just showing more of the athletes' personalities. And so we have our own now, which is really cool. And the production team have done a great job with it.
Pardon me, Connor Daly is in our studio, Indy driver, NASCAR driver, and one of the people that I guess we'll see on this CW series now, right?
Yeah, they've been, they were just filming at my house 2 days ago. So
no,
we've
kidding.
Done some stuff already. And I doubt I'm in the first episode, but who knows? I think the first or second, you'll see a bit of us, but it's just cool to follow the story. I mean, the Indy 500 is obviously our biggest event. It's our Super Bowl. And
how did you do last year?
Finished eighth last year.
And the year before?
Sixth. So we're, and the year before that, we led the most laps. So we're getting closer.
I read that, and I was thinking, yeah, if you are driving at Indy or in any of these races, do you want to be chasing somebody or do you want to be chased by everybody?
Well, it's funny. The first couple years, this will be my 11th Indy 500, so I've got a lot of experience now. But the first few years were definitely a challenge, and I hadn't got to experience what running up front is like. But boy, once you get there, it's much better to be up front than it is anywhere else. So
okay, here's why I don't like that.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. I would be looking in my rearview mirror the whole time going, oh, they're catching me. Whoa, what do I do? What do I do? You don't have anything to aim for. But if you are in second place, you have a strategy to overtake that guy. Your thoughts?
Realistically, if you're in the top three for most of that race, you're in somewhat of control. And that's kind of the most ideal position. You want to be the one setting the pace and kind of controlling your strategy. And if you're a little bit further back, which I have been before, you're kind of always a little bit desperate to get your way just slightly more forward. The whole goal of the entire 3 hours, the entire 480 miles of the 500 miles is to be in position after the last pit stop to go for the win. And so that's usually in the top three, top four. And so it's a real, real challenge to get there. But once you do, it feels great.
Having been to the 500, and I don't have a lot of experience there, but I have been there. Are you aware at all,
yeah,
of the magnitude of the crowd? The size, it was just a, I mean, it's a blur. Obviously, you're watching the track.
Everybody's cheering. Are you have any sense of that?
Can't hear anything, no. But it is one of the coolest things that I've ever experienced. And honestly, it never gets old. From the first one that I did in 2013 to even this year, I am excited like it's Christmas morning again. I mean, it's the coolest feeling in the world. But what's kind of funny is that the whole month, I mean, we practice for a full week. We qualify for a weekend. And, you know, there's 263,000 permanent seats or something like that. And, you know, they're not full for any other days. You know, there's a huge crowd for Carb Day, lots of people. But you could have 100,000 people there and it almost looks empty. But on race day, the colors change, right? The track looks different because it's,
yeah,
people. The entire place is full. So visually, it's actually quite an interesting sensation because now all of a sudden, on that race morning, you have the entire place is basically a different visual.
The second season of the Motorsports documentary series, 100 Days to Indy, premieres at 8 o'clock our time, Friday, April 26th on the CW Network. And I guess for those of us who previously watched Drive to Survive,
yes,
or
yeah,
there's docuseries about golf, NFL quarterbacks, baseball teams, Indy should be in that space, and here this is, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely want to be, exposed to more people. We are kind of in need of just making people aware of what we're doing. Like, obviously, the Indy 500 is the single largest attended sporting event in the world, right? We have a ton of people there, great viewership for that one, but there's also 16 other races, too, that I think not a lot of people know about yet. Yeah. So we want to basically just get out in front of people and let them know that we're there.
I think Hard Knocks on HBO kind of set the tone for the, it was the first of the real all-access shows.
Yeah.
Great show. And now there have been a bunch of others, Full Swing, about the Pro Golf Tour and the Formula One. Do you get used to the cameras being around you? Do the other drivers get used to it?
I think so, yeah. And it's funny you mentioned Full Swing. One of the producers of Full Swing is on our show as well, on 100 Days to Indy. So it's a good team of people. I think the cameras should be welcomed by the drivers, but again, some people don't like it. It's definitely not the most usual thing because they really are trying to get into your life because they want to be able to expose, like, hey, this is like who this person is. This is who is going out into battle on race day Sunday, could potentially put their life on the line to try to win the greatest race in the world.
Do they ask you to talk smack?
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of leading questions in there where it's like,
You're being serious.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because I did reality television once before, The Amazing Race.
Yeah, you were on that ninja series.
Did that
right?
too. Yeah. So like they want to create that, but realistically, why not play into it? I mean, be yourself, be your person, be honest with them.
How fast do the cars go now?
We're doing about 244-ish, 245 miles an hour. And this year, the cars are a little bit lighter. So this is the lightest the cars have been in the last few years.
Does that make you nervous? Do you worry about that?
Absolutely not. Feed me more speed. This year, we could get close to breaking the track record, which hasn't been done since 1996.
What is that?
It's a 236-mile-an-hour average qualifying speed over four laps. So it's...
I thought they were doing more to make the race safer, and that brought the speeds down.
So we made it safer, but now we can go faster because of that. So we're just slowly... The cars are wildly safer than they were, certainly, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And now we're flirting again with that track record, which I think is one of the coolest things. If in my lifetime we could break that, I think that would be... As an Indy 500 fan, I think that would be awesome.
You were on Amazing Race, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get lost? That would have been ironic, you know, if maybe you were in the car and you made a left turn.
We... Might have got a little lost occasionally.
How did you do? How many episodes?
We made it all the way to the last episode,
but
we finished technically fourth. But yeah, we made it all the television appearances, which is nice.
Well, that is the marketing that is really at the end of the day. Connor Daly, well, good luck. We will watch 100 Days to Indy starting Friday on the CW. We'll see you on Memorial Day weekend as well. We'll look for number 41.
Number 24, the Polka Dot Chevrolet. Number 41 was my first Indy 500. That was my car number, my first
I'm
Indy
reading
500.
Your tattoo there. So I'll be rooting for 24.
24, Polka Dot Chevrolet. It's pink and white, so you won't miss it.
How do you like pink and white on your car?
Honestly, as long as it goes fast, I don't care what color it is.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys for having us. I appreciate that.